Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
How much is a truck of dirt? Truckload of dirt?
Very much, a few hundred bucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just for like the labor and the gas?
Yeah, kind of.
Here's why I'm asking this. This guy in Florida stole $3,000 worth of dirt. 15 loads. $3,000.
Wow.
Is it like a special dirt? So I say this as someone, look, my family, they're all rural. If you need dirt, you just go to one of them backfields and you get you some dirt. You know what I mean? Like that's, so this is a foreign concept to me.
Well, there are some places that process dirt. And if you need to grade your property and get a couple tons of dirt on there to grade it properly, you want that processed dirt. And it's a couple hundred bucks a truck.
You need that processed dirt. I need that good process dirt's what I need.
Clean dirt. I don't want any nails or crazy stuff in it.
Oh, that makes sense. So the victims of field, I mean, again, I say this as somebody who, you go get you some loads of dirt from that field back there. I mean, literally, that's how it went. The victim is the field operations supervisor for Lee Acres Municipal Services Improvement District. They said the employee noticed 8 to 10 trucks. They looked like they were ready for dirt to be loaded, and they said there's no authorization. It took 2 to 3 months to get a contract. He didn't recognize the men trying to move it, and one guy was arrested, charged with grand theft. He's in the Lee County Jail. But that's why would you steal dirt? Of all the things to go to jail over.
Hey, dirt doesn't grow on trees.
True. I've heard of taking your child to work day, like taking your kid to work, but this is kind of ridiculous. A Florida man brought his 5-month-old son to a home burglary attempt, and he even set his baby down so he could pull a knife on the homeowner.
Oh my God.
Corey Matthews, 22, was arrested on charges including aggravated assault and child neglect. St. Petersburg police said Monday evening he held his baby in a car seat as he acted as lookout for another man trying to break into a home. Matthews yelled upon seeing the homeowner. The other suspect fled. The homeowner followed Matthews down an alley where he put the baby on the ground, threatened the owner with a knife. And he was still carrying the baby when police later apprehended him. The child is in custody of the guys. The mother has the baby now. Oh, my gosh. How does that happen? Okay. All right. Okay. A Florida man shot down a Walmart drone. I'm actually surprised that this is the only story that I've seen on this, because there are a couple of other stories that I've seen that are similar to this. Because we had another guy shot down. I think because it's the drone, somebody else's property, and technically, depending on the altitude, the airspace, you can't claim that it's in your airspace. There's like a lot of restrictions that go along with it. Kel-Tec is a fantastic Florida-based creator of pistols and rifles and shotguns, accessories, gear, and they continue the mission of game-changing innovation and performance with their Sub-2K Gen 3. It's light, foldable, and effective. You no longer have to detach your favorite optics to fold it in half. It does so quickly and easily, and just as quickly and easily deploys. They have a number of different things that they've changed around on it. Upgraded action, got a redesigned operating handle for added comfort. That lightened action also makes for easy racking, ambidextrous bolt hold open, and reconfigured light and 5-pound trigger pull, all providing improved manipulation. Firearms that are quality made right here in America, family owned, family run, and they got a lot of really good folks that work for this company. See all that Kel-Tec has to offer for yourself at KelTecWeapons.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
They kept saying, you know, he had a cold. But this is the thing. When you have a cold, there's many things you can take for it. We didn't know he had a cold until he stood up. A cold doesn't force you to lose your train of thought. A cold doesn't force you to just throw things out randomly that to many people made no sense. And so how long do we continue to act like that we didn't see what we just saw last night? I thought for many people, the word I keep hearing, it was very painful to watch.
Well, I want to go, wow, can you believe that they're saying that? Yes, I can. They knew it the whole time. They're just saying it now because you can see it. Mm-hmm. Do not be fooled and do not think, oh, wow, it's so bad these people are finally being honest. No, they knew this the whole time. They knew it the whole time. But it's just because you saw it. and they can't hide it from you. I got a couple theories. First off, welcome back. Dana Lash with you, top of the second hour. Did Democrats just send him out there to expedite the switcheroo? Did they allow this to happen to expedite the switcheroo? Because he apparently agreed to this without the DNC. His campaign apparently did it before the DNC could get involved. This is for all of the discussion about Jill Biden being an elderly pageant mom and all this other stuff. Don't underestimate the pettiness of Joe Biden. I cannot underscore this enough. He will hold on to that seat until they drag him out, because these people on the left and some people on the right, they think that they've got like a calling on the seat. They think that it is like their birthright. That's what they act like. He thinks that this is his birthright, much in the same way that Hillary Clinton thought it was hers. He's mad that they went with Hillary before him. And Hillary was mad that they went with Obama before her. Remember, back in 2008, it was hers for the taking. She had done what she was supposed to do. She went into Senate. She did all of that. She was raising her profile. And they said, now you need to step aside from this newbie out of Illinois. She was mad. In fact, there was cheating in Texas. There was cheating in the Democrat primary in Texas. Oh, yes, there is a whole documentary about it. She was moving heaven and earth. Superdelegates were involved, all of it. And then Biden got passed over in 2016. It wasn't that he didn't want to run. He was told not to run. And then I think between then and now, obviously, he's had some strokes, plural. So these people, Gayle King saying this, this is a signal to everybody else that it's all right to say it. Why? Because Gayle King is part of the inner circle. Gayle King is best friends with Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey and the Obamas are like their thickest thieves. That is part of his inner circle. They visit each other at their respective estates in Hawaii. They hang out in Montecito. They're close. For her to feel free to say this, that is your sign that there's some shuffling going on in the back rooms there in the Democrat Party. That's basically the Obama camp signaling, okay, we've done all we can do. We've done all we can do. It's Obama's mission right now to not look responsible for Joe Biden. And remember, the currency of these guys, Obama's currency is vanity. He wants to look like the smartest guy in the room. This Daily Caller piece, and they were citing some Axios stuff too. They even said, yeah, there's a weird family dynamic with them. No one in that family is going to tell Biden to step down. So now you're left with the Democrats now are trying to... They can't say that it was all cheap fake. I know it's deep fake, but we're going with Corinne Jean-Pierre's ruining of that phrase. They can't say that it was all a cheap fake. We all saw it. So now they have to be like, wow, it's, you know, so bad. They wanted to act like it was a one-off. Oh, he's got a cold. But that was so dumb. Nobody believes that. I mean, he has a cold. A cold is, I can't believe what I'm about to say this. Gayle King was not wrong with that sentiment. It's bad. It's so bad. MSNBC, audio soundbite 20, full on losing their minds. Listen.
Mm-hmm. He needed to settle Democrats. Democrats, you know, they always talk about Democrats are bedwetters and Democrats are always panicking. Yes, Democrats are always panicking. They're always scared, right? They're always thinking they're going to lose. Like, Democrats are very pessimistic. This is just
neurotic.
Who they are. They're neurotic. But Joe Biden's job was to reassure them tonight. His job was to calm his party, to make them feel that, yes, I can do this. I have four more years in me. I have the ability and the stamina and the strength to do four more years. He did not do that. He did the opposite of that.
Wow.
He made them more panicked.
You all knew this. Don't act like this is new. Don't act like this is new. You all knew this. Guys, they all knew it. They've all known it. Remember, they've been shut up from interviewing this guy. They've been shut up from being at regular press conferences with this guy. My gosh, the White House press corps was filing a complaint yesterday because they were disallowed access to cover the debate like they had normally. Why? Because Democrats didn't want them to have access to Biden. Biden couldn't handle it. He couldn't be down there in the scrum. He couldn't be in the spin room. Did you see any pictures of Biden in the spin room, by the way? No, because they didn't exist. That's weird. Hell, you didn't even see any surrogates down there. It was basically Fox News and CNN's basement. To just wild. It was just, so these people, I got one more for you. These people doing this, audio soundbite 11, CNN, they're just like, this is, they don't know how to come back from this, guys. Listen.
If anybody in America thinks that that was even close to being an okay debate by Joe Biden, I'm living in a parallel universe. That was an unmitigated disaster for President Biden from the second he walked out to the closing statement. The biggest issue for Democrats is abortion. And
true.
He couldn't give an answer. He gave an answer, he couldn't even give a coherent answer on the biggest issue for Democrats tonight. I've heard from leading Democrats across the United States, elected governors, congressmen, who are texting me and saying, I'm worried I'm going to lose if Joe Biden's at the top of the ticket.
Yep. Now, I'll tell you, they're shuffling back channel. And I was just explaining to you previous hour, Jen Van Laar's got a great piece over at Red State. She was on with us months ago, a couple months ago about this. I mean, they could. They could theoretically switch him out. But they would have to be after the convention. And this is when they actually changed their bylaws to make this a reality. They had to change their bylaws. They did this back in November for their 2024 convention. And it would have to happen after the convention. And that's that article, what is it? The Article 4, Section G. And it's their convention call or call for convention. And under those bylaws, they can fill a vacancy on the national ticket in the event of death, resignation, or disability. Now, the document, as she noted, is very vague on the disability details. Who certifies that? Who validates it? It's completely at somebody else's discretion. It's very vague on purpose. So you'll go through the whole convention and it'll be Joe Biden. But then afterwards, from all of the stuff that I'm hearing. Now, let me caution you. Let's say that they do this. Let's say that you have the convention, which could be a part of the plan all along. You're going through the convention. You have to let Biden go out there and fail. You have to go right to the edge of total disaster to show everyone so you don't have people rebelling in the party. You don't want funders rebelling. You don't want your street agents rebelling. You don't want your bundlers and your operatives and your consultants and your spinmeisters and everyone rebelling. It must look like they've done everything absolutely possible to satisfy having Biden on the ticket, but he just can't cut it because he just can't do it physically and mentally. That's why I think they allowed him to do this debate. This is all part of the plan. Don't act like this is Democrats, and this is what I fervently believe, actually. This is not Democrats not knowing what the hell's going on. This is not Democrats who, oh my gosh, we overshot. No, this is part of the plan. It's going to look like, because America loves a comeback story. It's going to look like they're right on the cusp of failure. And Republicans are going to feel real, real good. And they're going to, this will lull the GOP into a little bit of complacency. They want you to feel like it's in the bag. You're going to see some crazy polls coming out after this debate. Remember, that bump is temporary. And they're going to go through the convention and you're going to have all the drama. And then more and more, it's going to be evident. It's just bad. After the convention, I think that there's probably 50-50% chance at this point they will switch him out with Gavin Newsom. It's not going to be anybody but Gavin. It's not going to be Kamala Harris. It's not going to be Gretchen Whitmer. Look at who has been in the press lately. Who was the person that had a very conveniently timed visit from head of state from China? Who was it that has had these other heads of state come visit? Who is it that went to Florida and has been presenting himself as next in line? But he's very careful about it. It's Gavin Newsom. Listen to this. He was asked about this. He's playing this perfect. Audio soundbite 23. He's playing this perfect. Listen to this.
You were out there getting a chorus of questions about whether Biden should step down. There is panic that has set in. There is panic that has set in among people who have watched this debate, who are Democrats, people who are strategists, and some even inside Democratic campaigns. Yeah. Do you think it's unfounded?
Well, I think it's unhelpful, and I think it's unnecessary. We've got to go in. We've got to keep our heads high. And as I say, we've got to have the back of this president. You don't turn your back because of one performance. What kind of party does that?
Wow.
It's been a masterclass.
Wow.
15.6 million jobs. That's eight times more than the last
Damn,
three Republican
so
presidents combined. The only thing
he's
last
so tra- notice what he didn't say. Is it unfounded? It's unhelpful. But he didn't say it was unfounded. It's just unhelpful. You're going to let one performance? You got to have the back of this president. No, that's not how this works. He's supposed to be for us, but whatever. You got to have the back of this president. He's using a little bit of populist rhetoric here. I mean, you don't do that. This is, you don't do that as a party. What would you do with that? Oh, he's playing it real well. He's the white knight coming in. Oh, no, you don't do it like that. Audio Soundbite 24, he's asked outright, would you replace Biden? Listen to this.
And some people have speculated that you've been a pretty good spokesman for Mr. Trump or with Mr. Biden. Would you be ready to hop in the race should he bow out at any point?
It's that's a non sequitur. I don't even understand the context of that. This is the president of the United States running for re-election. He's our guy. And that's part of the diversion tactic of the right to continue to sort of muddy the waters on all that. And that
he's not even going to entertain.
It's just like the absurd.
I mean, he's not even going to acknowledge the health issues. But notice what he's doing. He's putting himself out there in front of the cameras every second he can. Every second he can. He doesn't have to. He's going out there. And then because he's doing that, everyone, the media, everyone else is assuming, okay, this is maybe the guy who's... And then they ask him about it. Oh, oh, dear, that's the... What would we be as a party? Gosh dang, look at him. He's a team player, that Gavin Newsom. It's too transparent by half. But it's going to work on a lot of those people. That's part of the plan to keep the people in the Democrat Party from rebelling so that when they do switch to him, they can go, oh, you mean that guy who was out there defending Biden? Well, that makes sense, I guess. You know, governor, and he's been out there doing all that. This is all by design, you guys. This is all by design. And then the Democrat Party is going to be energized because there is a switch in the ticket. Oh, they've got to really come together to make this happen. And then the honeymoon's going to begin. Oh, you haven't seen a press honeymoon until you see that ticket switched out. Turbocharging your metabolism has never been simpler thanks to the innovative handheld metabolic coach Lumen. This revolutionary device empowers you to optimize your metabolism efficiently and effortlessly. And with Lumen, you can master the strategies to keep your metabolism humming at its best. Now, Lumen is a breath-based metabolic tracker. You breathe into the Lumen at the start of your day to get a metabolism snapshot and a personalized nutrition plan. And then the app tells you if you're burning fat or carbs. You can get customized tips for nutrition, workouts, sleep, stress. Lumen helps you to know with real data what your body needs. Now, your metabolism is your body's rocket engine. It powers everything that you do. And with Lumen, you can expect easier weight management, balanced energy, fitness gains, and find it easier to go to sleep. So if you want to take the next step in improving your health, visit lumen.me/Dana Show and get 15% off of your Lumen. That's lumen.me/Dana Show. One word for 15% off your purchase. That's lumen.me/Dana Show. And thanks to Lumen for sponsoring this episode.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A bomb squad deliberately burned down a Connecticut home after finding an enormous trove of fireworks inside. You could have also brought them to me. Yeah, they found a ton of fireworks inside. And so they were commercial grade and they let it go in a controlled burn. Okay, so why couldn't you just have removed it? They said that it was in a garage. They responded to this blaze. They found a significant amount of devices. They said it was wired to a control panel. I don't know if they could have removed it because it's really close to these other houses. I was looking at some of the images of this. I mean, it's really close to some of these other houses. But they said that they were able to control it, keep water on it. Gosh, I hope none of these other houses nearby got smoke damage. That's kind of, also, let's see. Laclede County authorities accused a woman of spiking her husband's Mountain Dew with Roundup. She looks like the sort to do it, too. I was looking at her mugshot. Man, she looks like a crazy lady. This is Lebanon, Missouri. This woman, Michelle, she's 47. I don't believe you. No, this woman ain't 47. Stop that. She owns a game shop next door to a spa. And apparently she's been charged with first-degree domestic assault and armed criminal action. She has no bond, but she tried to poison her husband with Roundup. She looks like she was nuts. A man was sentenced to life for killing a friend who he believed was summoning Bigfoot to come eat him. Larry Sanders of Oklahoma and his pal Jimmy Knighton were out fishing, and then Sanders killed Knighton. And Sanders believed Knighton was summoning Bigfoot to eat him. He said that he spotted three Sasquatch on the riverbank, and the only thing that made sense is that Knighton had planned for the creatures to kill his friend. He goes, I acted out of survival mode. So he was sentenced to spend this week the rest of his life behind bars without the chance of parole. Wow. That is a made-up thing that he did as a way to cover his backside after the fact. That's what that was. Let's see. This woman crashed into an apartment building not once, but twice, and then she set it on fire. Wow. She really does not like that apartment building. It was in Adams County. 44-year-old Michelle Lopez was drunk. She struck the building, and then she tried to set it on fire by burning envelopes with a lighter and then set them in against the occupied building. And they found the seven envelopes with burn marks. She was taken into custody. These people are crazy. What's going on? And apparently some canned coffee is being recalled due to a possible deadly toxin. Ugh. The FDA put out the call. It's all of the Snap Chill L canned coffee. This is what happens when you don't drink Black Rifle coffee. When you drink this commie swill, you get botulism. That's what happens. They said that that's the toxin, and it's deadly food poisoning. So that's Snap whatever coffee. Stick with us. We got a lot more on the way because we got 130 days till the election. It's going to get stupid crazy. First off, you have people that are not just going to allow Republicans to win, right? They're not going to allow it. It's not going to happen. They don't want it to happen. That's number one. Number two, you have Democrats that are just not going to let you push Kamala aside, and Democrats that are not going to let Kamala ascend, and they're going to want Gavin. And then you got Biden, who's not going to go anywhere because he's digging his old man feet in. I don't know. It's going to be crazy. This is going to be crazy. It's a very unprecedented time, I think, with all of this. And I still, again, maintain that what's going to happen is after the convention. That's when everything's going to kick off, after the Democrat convention. Up until then, it's just going to be back and forth. It's going to be palace intrigue. It's going to be, you know, pettiness, etc. Up until then, after that, Katie, bar the door. After the Democrat convention, Katie, bar the door. And they're having, the convention is in August. So it's August 19th through the 22nd. And it's going to be wild. And that will happen. And then afterwards, some of the theories are that that's when they'll move to replace him. And they can. They just can't swing over Biden's war chest. And they do have delegates. They had super delegates. It's a really weird thing, the way that the party is structured. And they tried to change some of it. And I think Steve Grab, Nicole Wallace, talking about some of this. Because, just like a quick note, it's the Democrat convention and their delegates are not like the Republican delegates. They had super delegates. It's one of the ways that Hillary Clinton was actually able to get the nomination over Bernie Sanders, because Bernie Sanders actually had more pledges than Hillary Clinton did, but Hillary Clinton had more super delegates, and super delegates can actually swing it one way or the other. I mean, it's total chaos. They did change some other things in their bylaws after that because there was such outrage because a lot of people felt that Sanders was robbed, which he was, to be honest. But listen to this. This is Wallace talking in like 50 seconds. What that looks like. Listen.
That's a fantasy, saying that's, you know, you either need to right the ship or do the thing that's not going to happen, which is to replace him on the ticket. I mean, I don't think that's an option. But the fact that people are talking about it, if it's not an option, only seeks to further weaken the perception, weaken the standing of President Biden. The question is whether you're hearing that it is an option, that there is some viable
legal
means of doing.
I mean, I spoke to an election lawyer. It is legal. And the way it happens is Joe Biden releases his delegates ahead of the convention. And you can't do it on the first vote. But I think on the second vote, they can go somewhere else. So it is legal. It is possible. And I think when people say it won't happen, it's because they think Joe Biden would never do it for the reasons Joy already articulated. He's the only person who beat Trump. And he believes, and he has some reason to believe this, that he's the only one who can.
And to give.
So you have like about 15% of the delegates that are in the DNC that are super delegates, and they don't have to hold. They're like automatically seated, and they don't have to. They're not held to the same restrictions that regular pledged delegates are held to which they're held. So, and Biden already has. Excuse me, I'm just looking up some of my notes. Biden already has basically 99% of the pledged delegates anyway. So I don't even think, even if you did the superdelegate stuff, I don't think that that matters. And I'm bringing this up just in case, you know, people think, well, there's still a chance with the delegates. They have, for the DNC, it's like 1,976 delegates that you have to have in order to get the nomination. Biden has like over 3,800. So it's done. The other candidates combined seven with another 36 uncommitted. So he controls like 99% of the delegates. And then you have the superdelegates. And that there's only 739 of those. Now, the 739 of those, again, it's like 15%. The fact that he has so many pledged delegates already, and the superdelegates, they don't have to be pledged, right? It's automatic seating. They don't have to be pledged. So that's a different thing. That's again, going back to the Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders thing, they tip the scales for Clinton over Sanders. So when you look at Biden having pledged, and this means they're locked up, 3,894 delegates, even if you had 739 superdelegates that wanted to switch it up, that's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. He already has all this locked up. So even if they were to vote, and they can only vote, I think, the second ballot, even if they were going to vote against him and oust him, it's inconsequential because he's already got pledged delegates locked up. So if he refuses to leave, then they can't do anything until after the convention. Now, after the convention, I don't know how they're going to make that work. Someone had said, let me pull this up because I noted this. Someone was saying that they thought Jill Biden was the most important person in politics right now. And I don't know who to properly attribute that to, because it was something I saw flying by and I was like, that's actually a good point. And it's a good point because I think she's the only person that could actually get in his head and tell him it's time to step back. And she's not going to do it. Because she enjoys being first lady. She likes the accolades that come with that. Look, this woman, don't think that she doesn't. She knows exactly what she's doing. This is the woman who let him sacrifice his family to seek public office because she liked all the stuff that came with being the man married to the person who has that title. I mean, she likes it. So I don't know. He's not going to withdraw. It's not going to happen. Do you remember that? When back in 1968, and there was a Time magazine piece that talked about in 68, LBJ, he was the incumbent. He was the front runner for the nomination for the Democrat Party. He said that he's not going to seek or accept the party's nomination. And that came because he was about to lose New Hampshire to Eugene McCarthy. And then you had the VP who was nominated, and then he ended up losing to Nixon. That was Hubert Humphrey. Who ended up losing to Richard Nixon. And that was after RFK. He lost to Nixon that was the same campaign season that RFK was shot and killed in Los Angeles. And so that's the only time. And that was a huge shock at the time because he's read the tea leaves, so to speak. Now, remember, there's the virtual nomination that they're doing. This is one of the things that the Biden-Harris people were doing ahead of time to kind of lock everything up. They had, this is from Reuters. Remember, they were trying to bypass the Ohio law because the Democrat Party was messing up stuff in Ohio. Because they have a scheduled nomination that kicks off their Chicago convention that begins on August 19th. And then they wanted to do a virtual nomination so they could set all the delegates up to get going on this, you know, pretty much immediately. So he would have all of the 3,800 some odd delegates that are pledged to him to be with him on the first round. So long story short, the Democrat bylaws governing how they replace a candidate due to a disability, that is what would come into play in order to replace him, and it's not going to happen until after the convention. And then it comes down to, because the laws are vague on this, Jennifer Van Laar has a piece specifically on this bylaw change at Red State, and there's, she notes that there's not a lot that gets into what the disability is, what it could be, who makes that certification, who does all that, because they don't have it specified. And they just changed that in November. November of last year, that's when they just changed it. And they made it very nonspecific. Very interesting. So everything, this is all going to be palace intrigue. You're going to see a lot of Gavin Newsom. I think that you're going to see more Kamala Harris, too, coming up in the weeks to come. Don't you think so, Kane?
Oh, yeah.
I think that they're going to try to put her out there, her people, to make the case that she's got to stay. And she's also the only one per finance law, campaign finance law, that can take Joe Biden's campaign war chest should he get out of office. He's the only one that can do that if he gets out of, if he leaves, if he decides he's not going to accept the nomination or he's not going to go. So she was the only one who could take it. I don't know what they would have to do to change that in order for Newsom to do it. So we actually may have to have Jennifer on next week to maybe specifically ask her about that, because that's one thing that I have not seen. And I don't think anybody has an answer on, because that, I think, requires a change in campaign finance law. So that means you're looking at Congress. Like, what? But then again, to muddy it up more, when have they ever followed the law? Guys, when have they ever followed the law? $1 million question.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.